Hello everyone, this is Sharon and welcome back to another day of Sharon's Daily Inspirations. I pray that all is well and you are having a phenomenal day thus far. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I pray that you are commanding your morning and that you have asked God to take control of your day, that he may show you things to come so that your day will be better. And that you are living a blessed life and you are successful, you are happy, healthy, wealthy, and wise, and you are staying safe and you are seeking God for everything that happens in your neighborhood. You are praying for your neighborhood, for your family, for your business, for your company, for your employer, for yourself, and for all those around you and your coworkers. I pray that you are doing that and that you are trusting God for everything that happens. So today I want to talk about, are you willing? Isaiah 1:18-20, scripture says in the King James Version, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." Again, that's Isaiah 1:18-20, King James Version. And I like the Amplified as well. I'm just going to read verse 19. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the best of the land. The best of the land. When you think of the best, what do you think of? I mean, what does best mean to you? Does it mean, you know, like the fanciest car or the best clothes or, you know, name brand this, name brand that? What does best really mean? And God's best is like, oh my gosh, you know, the streets in heaven are paved with gold and you know, there's jewelry. There is just like diamonds and pearls. It's like stuff that we can't even imagine walking on. You know what I mean? Like, wow. So it is definitely better, way better than the best that we can ever think of. So are you willing and obedient? Do you want all the good things that God has for you? Are you willing to do what God says to do? Are you willing to stop doing the things of this world and live for God and God alone? Are you willing? Are you willing to take up your cross and follow Jesus? Are you willing? Take a step further. Are you willing and obedient? Do you want a God's way of living? Do you want this type of lifestyle? Are you willing? Do you want to be rich and have everything taken care of by God the Father? Are you willing and obedient to follow the word of God? Are you willing and obedient to live God's way always and not just when someone is looking? Are you willing and obedient to come unto me, all who are heavy laden, and God will give you rest and peace and blessings? Are you willing? Are you obedient? You choose. Father God, we come to you on this day. We say, Lord, help us to be willing and obedient at all costs, no matter the circumstance, situation, or consequences. We want your way. We repent now and ask for forgiveness of our sins, Father God, where we have erred. Help us, Holy Spirit, to be willing and obedient as God wants and intended for us when he created us before the foundation of this world. Let us see what it is that you see, Lord. Lord, we want what you want. We love what you love. We don't want anything in us that's going to hinder us or cause us to be separated from you. Lord, we want to be willing and obedient every day of our lives for the rest of our lives. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us, Jesus, to live the way that you live when you were here as an example. We thank you, Father God, that from this day forward, we will be willing and obedient. We will have a better mindset. We will be your children, Father God, that you want us to be, that you've chosen and that you have predestined for us when you created us. Lord, help us to be willing and obedient. And again, I thank you, Father God, for the topic that you have placed upon my heart today from Isaiah 1, 18 through 20. Willing and obedient. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Bless you all. Bless every family, every home, and everyone that's represented. Continue to seek the Lord while he may be found. Have a wonderful day. God's blessings be to you all. Till next time. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye. Mwah.